This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we're going to visit with someone whose voice you're probably already familiar with. I recently made a trip to Raymond and visited with Earl Sarles of Sarles Farm Supply. We talked about some of the history of the business and changes Earl has seen throughout the years. Earl, let's start out by having you tell us how this business got started and a little bit about yourself. You said you grew up on a farm, and a lot of that you were responsible for in high school.
Yes, Katie. I started farming actually when I was in high school because my dad trucked in a small way when I was in school, and he didn't care about farming, so he kind of left it up to me when I was in school, and we'd been feeding some cattle then, and pretty much the same, only in a small way then, and that was my job to run the farm when I was in high school.
And then after high school, we talked a little bit beforehand, you actually had planned on going to college, but you didn't want to lose the farm, so you ended up staying at home.
Yeah, that's a good story in itself right there, and my dad didn't want me to because he believed in work, and if you didn't work, your life wasn't worth very much. And he thought that people went to college and they got lazy, so he said, you're either going to stay here on the farm and farm, or else I'm going to sell the farm. That was the turning point in my life that I decided I couldn't give up a nice farm and do that instead of going to school and try to make the most out of local extension work and that I could learn as I went.
So you said your dad was involved with trucking. Is that the same trucking that we have here now with Sarles Elevator, or explain how this business got started from beginning to what it is today?
No, this is the year 1915. Or if not 1915, but we've been in trucking 100 years as of 2015. So that'd be 1915, wouldn't it, anyhow?
Yeah.
A lot of farmers then, all our neighbors bring their whole livestock, because you had small livestock feeders of few hogs, few cattle, few calves, cows, and they sold veal calves, and they'd sell maybe a half a dozen hogs or even sheep and everything, and they needed these small truckers around in the community to truck. And then their St. Louis Stockyards started about 1900, and they'd go to St. Louis with those or some maybe small local market. He did that, and so it left me up to kind of running the farm because he wasn't real happy, and his health wasn't real good, so he didn't like the farm. So that's the reason I got into farming, because he didn't care about it.
And now with the business, this is a family operation. Your son Kent works with you. Kind of explain what the business is today.
Well, he bought grain on the farm when I was farming, and when he was trucking livestock, he'd buy grain from the farmer and go and load it up to the grain farmer's, farmer's bin. And that's how it started. And then whenever I got married and married Doris Pocock from Nokomis in 1948, I said, well, there's not room for two of us out here. So he said, I'll just buy a house in town and build a building for my trucks and start up there, and you can take care of the farm, and I won't interfere with what you want to do. And that's, he just kind of walked away from it and left it up to me to do.
And now you have your own family. How many kids do you have? And Kent helps now with the business too.
Yes, Kent's our youngest boy. He went 4 years to SIU at Carbondale. Our oldest son, Mark's a professor at Cornell, and he got his doctor's degree in medicine, Wisconsin. And then Jean married David Fuchs from Farmersville, and he worked for me as a hired man for 3 years before he took care and rented the farm, and when I got busy in here. And then Brenda's a medical technologist at St. John's Hospital in Springfield, and she married a boy from Springfield that does building and builds homes and businesses and so forth up there. So they all had got their own business, and Kent liked the grain business, so we bought the last, or I bought the last Walston Perina elevator in Illinois here at Raymond, and Kent wanted to run it, so that left an opening, and he didn't feel that there was enough room for him to farm too, that David could handle it without him. He is a commodity broker also. He learned that when he was in college.
So you said you've been trucking for about 100 years, so that's several decades of experience. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen from when you started to where you are now today?
Well, I can show you a picture over here of an old Ford Chevy truck, Dodge truck, little old truck that wouldn't haul as much as a pickup will now, and maybe one farmer having one calf to go to market, or two calves, or a dozen pigs, or it's just, it's hard to believe how much the size of agriculture has changed and how it has developed, and how they operate and sell grain and store a lot of grain on the farm, and just kind of grew with the market as need be, I guess you'd say. We did a lot of custom baling and custom corn shelling. That was one thing the government would seal these wire cribs or a grain bin and seal the grain in there and keep it until you got ready to sell it or shell the ear of corn. And there were those jobs, and there were a lot of custom work jobs available. We went to timber and saw logs and made lumber for the fences, and just about anything you want to name, you could start a business, and more so than you can now.
Any pieces of advice or experience you want to share with farmers that are new and young and just getting started, or for any farmers or anyone in general, just a piece of advice or experience that you've learned over the years?
Put me on the spot there, Katie. No, I say there's always an opening. If you find an opening to do something, I think that anyone that has the ability, and you can develop the ability that you can start a business on your own today. You maybe sometimes think it'd be very hard, but there's things out here that every day new businesses develop, like computers. I can see that more and more every day, that more technicians in the computer business and the technical equipment that we got, farm machinery is so technical that there's an opening for a lot more new mechanics and electricians to run this new equipment, and that there's just lots and lots of jobs besides farming, and farming is a business that's involved in many facets of our life today, more than we can ever realize.
Anything that I haven't asked you already or that you'd like to add?
Oh, like we were talking here earlier, I always professed that communications promotion was 75% of business, and I still feel that way. That's why I'm so thankful that we got WSMI here in Litchfield, and I was always hoping someday, you know, I wanted to get a copier, like a, you know, you can hardly make two copies of something in my early days, and that aggravated me because I couldn't make another copy. Well, now you've got all the fundamentals to do that, and I'm just thankful we got a radio station here that it gets us out into the world around us and makes for a lot of business. And I don't see how we could ever do without them.
Earl Sarles of Sarles Farm Supply in Raymond. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.